Feel like the everyday chaos is getting to be too much? Head on over to winninggym.com/BAP and we can help you there. Join our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program for quick wins for your gym. Check it out. You deserve it. Now back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, back in the studio, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
I always love the drum roll.
Like nice, something new?
Nice wood table?
Only 500 something. Lord. Oh, Lord. So let's bang this one out. This is a big one, guys. Switching to semi-private is a massive undertaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to set the record straight on a few things on this show because, you know, first and foremost, guys, semi-private is different than small group, is different than large group, is different than one-on-one. There's definitely a nomenclature overlap across some of these, you know, what people call different things. Yep. And if there's ever an industry that does that the best, it's fitness. Think about all the exercise names for the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. You call it this, we call it that. It's the same freaking movement. So same rule applies here with what you're calling your service offering. At the end of the day, listen, you know, we've said it a million times, large group training, which let's define it.
There you go.
A bunch of people in a class, one or a couple coaches, 10, 15, 20 people all doing like say metabolic training, high energy, but mostly everybody's doing the same thing.
Correct.
A lot of body weight.
Yep.
A lot of high heart rate stuff. Heart rate training is part of that. Think boot camp. Think Orange Theory would be large group. Think hell, CrossFit.
Sure.
So large group training. Think Burn Boot Camp, Fit Body Boot Camp, Barry's Boot Camp.
Hot, sweaty bodies in a room.
Base Boot Camp. hot, sweaty bodies in a room. And in many of you are doing it, right? Mm-hmm. And we used to do it. We called it boot camp. It's large group training. It's a class. It's a, you know, again, it's everybody's kind of doing the same thing. There's not a whole lot of attention on each individual person. There's not a whole lot of, there is no custom programming. Mm-hmm. It's literally a WOD.
Yep. I was just going to say the workout of the day.
Type so thing. Yep. That's large group training. It's my opinion, again, knowing what I know in this industry and being around like an old man here, 15 years in this industry doing this, it's just, it's dead. It's mm-hmm. dead. It's been dying. It's a red ocean. Whatever word you want to use. Competition's high. Churn is high. Price is low. It's like all the things are stacked against you.
Yeah. From the business side of things, for sure.
From the business side of things. Yeah. Now, is it fun to train? Is it easy to train? Is it easy to sell? Yes, yes, yes. Do some customers want that?
Yeah.
For sure. But from a business side of things, it's just a losing equation. So a lot of folks are like, what's next? What can I do to make more money, to stay in the game longer? You know, and they're all moving towards semi-private training.
Mm-hmm.
Something we've been doing since 2010.
Well, let's define the difference between semi-private and small group.
Okay, very simply. Small group, to me, is just like large group with less people.
Yeah, there you go. So the attention on the ratio of how many people in the class versus the trainer, that's really the only advantage to small group versus large group.
Yeah.
A little bit more
individualized. And if we're being honest, a lot of large group training gyms are essentially small group just because you can't get enough people in your class.
Well, we saw that last year, statistically, it was the average attendance rate for a large group, average across the board. So from your least busy class to your busiest class, take that average and six.
Yeah. Yeah. So small group is, again, it's just like large group, but less people. It's doing the same thing, metabolic conditioning, body weight, no custom anything. That's the only difference. And now semi-private to me, and again, how we define it, mm-hmm. it's personal training in a small, in a shared group environment,
yep.
meaning I have a custom program as a client. You have a custom program as a client. We max out at, and you could have four, you could have three, you could have six. I think the line in the sand's kind of six. Have we done seven when somebody snuck in? Of course, everybody sure. has. But we cap it at six, like on the schedule. You can't book more than six people. It's one coach. It's strength training. It's periodized. It's tracking your weights, your reps, your sets. It's all, that's semi-private training to go. Me.
Yeah. And the one reason that, you know, beyond, you know, you might be listening and thinking this is kind of silly, right? Like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'll just call it what I want. Well, you have to understand too, the perceived value of what you're selling too. And the nomenclature matters to the marketplace. If you're calling it small group and you're selling classes, you're leaving the marketplace for, you're forcing your marketplace to relay that to, or compare that to what they already know to be true. So if you're comparing it to classes and you're comparing it to group training, they're going to go back to the value of what they see with large group and boot camp and even small group in other gyms. That's the exact opposite of what we're trying to do here, yes. right? The reason that we call it semi-private is because it is individualized programming. And if you want the value to be more in line with what a one-on-one value would be, you need to speak to it the same way, right? Yep. We sell sessions. Well, we sell memberships. We coach sessions. We don't do group classes. We don't do classes. So there's that. Let's lay that out there so that you understand why we're so hell-bent on the words that you choose and how you speak about it, because yep. your marketplace is the ultimate decider. And that's they're the ones that you're impacting, not necessarily what's happening in your four walls.
Yeah, that's a hell of a point, because we want to move away yep. from what they consider large group training.
Exactly.
Or group training or classes at any level. We want to move away from that. So in order to move away from that, the nomenclature matters. Again, you said sessions. That's mm-hmm. I agree with that. We never use the word class in our gym mm-hmm. here at all. Okay. And in order to move away from that, so we can then charge more, a premium for this yeah. product, because it's a premium product.
It is. And that's the thing, is it's not just hype and marketing around it. The value is there, but if we don't speak to it that way, if we don't show the marketplace that this is what it is, mm-hmm. they're left for that perceived value. Yep. And that's going to be what they know previously.
And you're going to struggle to sell at a yep. high, at a premium. Okay. So you've got a gym, it's a large group training gym, and you want to move it into semi-private. Great. This is not an opportunity for you just to put it on the schedule and sell it and lob this out there mm-hmm. as a fake announcement. Like, hey guys, we're offering this now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely wrong way to look at this. This is a strategic change. This is like opening a new gym.
Correct.
We're talking from not just pricing and schedule, we're talking equipment, how you program your coaches, what they do, how your people schedule, everything changes and everything matters.
Yeah.
You know, in back when we used to do boot camp and semi-private training, there was one of those things that we did that made the semi-private training even more accountable. Like, you didn't have to sign up for our boot camps. You could show up.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know if you came or if you didn't come to it, right? Yep. Like, it was designed that way.
Yeah.
It's on the schedule, show up at these times. And of course, we can take so many people. It didn't matter. There's no capacity on those.
Yeah, there's no individualization.
But semi-private, if you book an appointment and you don't show up, you're getting a call.
Yeah.
And it was designed that way. And people are like, oh, you're going to hold me accountable to my times. Absolutely. That's what you're paying for. Over here, large group, yeah, show up, whatever you want. And we did that on purpose so we can show the value over here on the semi-private side, because it took more work. We wanted to put more attention into it.
Mm-hmm.
We almost did it. We did it on purpose.
Yeah.
That way. So something to think about.
And in alignment with that too, the workouts have to be and feel different.
Yes.
Right. You there has to be, from the consumer side too. They can't just, let's say you walked into your gym and you had a boot camp going on and you had semi-private going on the other end. They can't look and feel the same to the consumer. And if that is the case, then you're doing something wrong. The programming, the design of it, the layout, the structure, like that's correct. Where you need some time and attention, because it's not, they should not be remotely close.
Right. And you know, there's a big shift in this industry of people just completely getting rid of large group training. Mm-hmm. Something we did several years ago, I think 2020, we probably cut the last of our boot camps out.
And they
out.
Dwindled. I mean, I remember it was three times a day. Boot camp was on the schedule Monday through Friday, three times a day. Then there was an iteration of the gym that was three times a week. Mm-hmm. You know, and then eventually just phased it out entirely.
Yep. Again, by design.
Yep.
Right.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
And so the questions that have been coming up that have been, you know, like we've been seeing people are asking, like, how do you do it? There is a way.
Yes.
There's a specific way you do it. In fact, we have a whole switch to semi-private training course
yep.
on this. How many damn videos are in that thing?
Over 30.
30 videos?
Yeah. It covers nine different areas, nine different modules, and it's broken down into 30 videos within right now.
Switch to semiprivate.com. Yeah. Again, because why did we create switch to semiprivate.com? A couple years ago, we just revamped it. Zach just took it under his wing and basically revamped the entire thing, and we just released it yesterday. Okay, so this is the reason we had it in the past is because we were doing business accelerator coaching in 90% of the people are coming to us to change their model to semi-private, and they needed their handheld. And so we created Switch to Semi-Private for, we've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
This isn't something we just came up with, but we're damn good at it. Mm-hmm. And we've, you know, in a lot of gyms, they have three kind of questions when it comes up. It's like, number one, how do I program for this? That's the biggest question we get. How do I take what we know as a large group training gym, boot camp, whatever class base, and do semi-private training programming? How do we do it? Mm-hmm. It's all in there.
Yep.
It's all in there. How do I switch my current clients? How do I transition my current clients into semi-private? That's the next biggest question. They're not going to do this. How are we going to position this in a way that, you know, shows the value, and they're going to pay almost sometimes double what they're paying now? Yes, they will.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yep.
And how do I get new clients? How do I get old people back? How do I get my past clients back? You know, and show them we got a new thing. That's the next question. It's in there.
Yeah.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
We designed that course to cover those three questions.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
And much like everything else, like this, it wasn't something that we just, you know, wanted to go put together. I mean, this was literally the question that we got from gym owners all of the time. This is the transition that we've done, you know, here at Legacy, and then we helped gym owner after gym owner after gym owner do this exact thing. And we've just really, we've structured it down to, I mean, it's a playbook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like we say all the time, just run the play. And when you run the play the way that it's laid out, using the verbiage, from the verbiage to the program, you know, recommendations to how to go sell it, you're going to end up with a similar level of success. I mean, we've done this so many times. We've never had a gym that failed to make that transition or was worse off afterwards.
Not one has regretted it.
Yep.
And it's important to say that because, you know, you're questioning whether or not you should do it. A lot of people are.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Look around in your marketplace. I bet you can pick 5 to 10. I don't know where you guys are, but I know you can easily rattle off large group training gyms.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I bet you can't rattle off 10, 15 semi-private training gyms.
I bet even in some of the largest demos across the U.S., I mean, you're talking to Chicago and New York and L.A., Florida, Miami. Like you're not going to have a handful of them in your marketplace.
And
because
so,
it is the future of where fitness and the model of training is going. Everybody wants the exclusivity and the custom programming of 101, but they want to pay group training prices. This is that sweet spot that allows both. It's a win-win-win, like we talk about all the time, right? The business has, it's a great price point for the service that you're providing. The client gets the individualized programming that they absolutely are getting the best result that they can possibly have. Plus, I'd say sometimes even better than one-on-one, because there is a little bit of the group camaraderie and push and some of that component. So maybe even better than one-on-one.
It's absolutely better than one-on-one.
And then, well, yeah, we know from being in it and seeing it and doing it. And then so you got your client and then your coaches, right? Your coaches have the ability to deliver a great result in a way that they feel good about the work that they're doing, but they're not stuck doing, you know, working with one client for every hour. So there's no linchpin in the business. And the only way to scale is more time, right? It is literally a win-win-win. Yep. And I can't imagine not making that decision.
Well, I mean, in the financial side of it, it's a no-brainer. We've got several shows on this. And by the way, the financial side of all the three models we just talked about, it's in those videos. Yeah. It's all of this is in those videos. In the Chris, switch to semiprivate.com. So if you're interested, go check that out. But I would tell you guys, let's just say you're marketing in your marketplace right now. You're trying to get clients. Everybody is, right? Everybody's trying to get clients. Wouldn't it be much easier to have less clients paying way more, sometimes double, sometimes even 2.5 times what large group is? That means you have to have 2.5 times less people, like 100 people
to break even,
like 100 people in your gym in a semi-private training environment paying $500, $450. That's $45,000-$50,000 a month versus, you know, $150 a month times 100. That's like whatever that is, 18,000 versus 45,000 or whatever that number is. Again, math, we always do this to ourselves. We're like, hey, what is the question? But it's so easy, right? Like, it's either you're going to charge $150, $200 a month, or you're going to charge $450, $500 a month. I think our average member in this gym is paying, I want to say $489 a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we got 204 members now, and we're pretty close to capacity. It's a machine.
It's
a machine. And again, the equipment layout matters. The where you put stuff in the programming matters. What you call your training blocks matters. Everything matters. It's all in the course. Mm-hmm. Like this is the thing. We're answering the call from the market for a program that is needed. I mean, you guys are trying to just throw this out into your gym. You're making a big mistake.
Yeah.
It'll never think about how many gyms we work with. Like, oh, we have semi-private. It never took off.
Yep.
It never took off. Well, why didn't it take off? Well, we just put it on a schedule. We added it in here. We kind of got rid of some of these classes and we put semi-private training in there. That's the wrong way to do it. It's the absolute opposite of what you should be doing. It's a whole build-up process. It's a strategic change. Mm-hmm. You cannot afford to half-ass this, because you have one chance to make this awesome.
You have to treat it like a launch, like a grand opening, like a launch of a new product, service, business, whatever it may be. There's a million ways to do it wrong. You know what I mean? And it's a lot more difficult to do it right, but that's the reason we put this together. I mean, much like you're doing in your business, you're bringing your client a better service and a product, and you had to go outside of what you were doing to do that. That's why we put this course together. Mm-hmm. It's in alignment with everything that we've done, but we see the need. I mean, we get asked every single day the questions on every one of them, from selling it to marketing it to programming for it to
equipment,
layout, you know, how even the ratio from gym to gym to gym is one that like constantly like what's the limit? What do I do?
Yep.
Well, let's have that conversation. Or here we go. Here's your guide to success right here.
And on top of all of this, we're putting together a certification for the coaches. Think about this for a second. You're a gym owner. You're listening to this. Maybe you're a coach, but you're probably a gym owner listening to this show. And you're like, yeah, I could get behind this. This model makes sense. I want to do it. But then you got to convince all of your coaches to also get behind you. Well, that we're covering that too, because I know for a fact, if your coaches don't get behind something, it just dies or it just stagnates. It's throttled. So Zach's over there right now putting together the certification for the coaching staff. how to deliver the product, right? Why it matters, why programming and how you train matters, and what methodology behind it's all in the course. This is a turnkey thing for the one, like switching to semi-private is solved with this course.
Yep. Done.
And, guys, you can check it out. switchtosemiprivate.com. It's, you get a chance. You can't buy it on there. You got to book a call. But you know, you jump on a call with Randy, yep. And then we'll see, you know, see if it's a fit for you or not. I mean, I don't want you to buy if it's not a fit.
Yep.
We have to understand where you're at and what the game plan is for you. And then we'll make a decision on that call. But, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's funny because we had it for years. We stopped selling it. Mm-hmm. Then Zach just like, you know what, let me redo all these videos. I go, okay. And that was like a month ago. And he just, all right, I'm done. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I forgot I told you to do that. He's like, oh yeah, yeah. We got it all set up. We just loaded it in there.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Ready to rock. Now,
yeah. Okay. Well, let's rock this out again, because yeah. Again, it was awesome. We've worked with so many gyms to do this.
And it's one of our favorite things to do. You know, we enjoy that transition. We know that this is the direction the industry is moving,
it's
and
been I'm going this way.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd much rather be, you know, helping gyms go to where the puck's going than trying to figure out how to save, you know, the burning ship. So,
and guys, large group training is a burning ship. It's going down, and it's going to, you know, eventually there's going to be so many of these large group training gyms in a certain market. It's just going to be like one or two that win, and the rest mm-hmm. are just going to be mediocre or go out of business. I mean, if you're a CrossFit listening to this, you need to be in the switch to semi-private. You just need to be in it. And it's not personal training like you're thinking of. It's not one-on-one. This is semi-private. You need to be in here too, because I said this on another show, all the CrossFits that we work with, if we've ever worked with, the CrossFit revenue itself won't carry the business.
No,
it's always an add-on nutrition, personal training, X, Y, or Z that keeps the business afloat. Again, that's that large group. I mean, and again, why is that? Well, other than the CrossFit's lost its aura and, you know, its popularity, but the other side of it is CrossFit, two CrossFits can go up across the street from each other and it comes down to price.
Yeah.
You're offering the same thing this guy's offering. It's going to draw, you know, it's going to be a race to the bottom. But if you offer semi-private training and nobody else does, you can set your price. Because exactly. Nobody else offers what you offer.
Yeah. It's a premium service.
And it's a differentiator in the market. Mm-hmm. And not only that, you know, again, not a pitch for semi-private pro, but if you show up in a gym, they've got your workouts on the screen and it's all individualized and you got gamification and badges and all kinds of stuff. Well, nobody else has that either. And so now you can really charge a premium and people stay with you, because even if they do leave and try somewhere else, they'll be like, oh shit, I didn't realize what I had over there. Yeah. Let me come back, because nobody can deliver it the way that we teach you how to deliver and switch to semi-private. So anyways, figured we'd bring this up. It's very popular right now.
It's everything that we're talking about with all of our, you know, looking at our business talk group, our director circle,
the Iron Circle,
yep. Like semi-private. I mean, we've got gyms. There are gyms in our industry that are multi-unit owners, have been in the industry for 10, 15 years.
And 35 years.
Yeah, 35 years. And they're now switching. You know, they're switching to semi-private. Guys, if the writing was ever on the wall, this is the time. This is your hint. You got to do something different. If you want,
you have to be first in your market. Yeah. You have to be. Because if somebody else opens,
ain't first, you're last.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode, guys. If you want help, go over to switchtosemiprivate.com, link in show notes. You're going to want to go check this out. Jump on a call with Randy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got different options for you there. If it's a fit, great. If not, then hey, you know, we'll tell you that as well. But we want to help you guys. We help gym owners win. That's the whole point of this. And I know this will help you. We're excited about it. So
yeah,
that's it for this show. Till next show, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.